What a song, Heather Small and Proud. And you know, whoever you are, I think that song will bring back a memory of some kind. It's been used on TV. It was part of the 2012 Olympic bid for Great Britain. And for me, well, my memory was watching England beat Pakistan in Karachi at cricket. It was the song that was playing all over the British radio commentary to celebrate a victory back in 2000 or so. Well, the woman behind it, that distinctive voice of M People, Heather Small, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Heather. How's Wednesday morning treating you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. Very well. All is well. Good to be speaking to you this morning.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for joining us. Well, what does a Wednesday morning normally look like for you? Are you a tea person, a coffee person, chocolate biscuit person?
I'm a green tea person. And this morning, because I knew that I had interviews today, I went to the gym. I was at the gym about 8 o'clock. Yes, at the gym and walking my dog. So when I have to be, I'm disciplined. But if it was a Wednesday morning with no interviews, I'd most probably be pottering about or a vocal lesson.
Can I let you into a little secret here?
You go ahead.
Yeah, I have a thermos flask with me in the studio, and inside that is green tea. So this show is well and truly powered by green tea this morning. that song, Proud, has been used in so many places, and it still inspires so many people. Does it bring back memories for you?
Yes, because it was the first song that I wrote for my voice outside of M People. So, and it was with Pete Vertesi, who was a real talent, and he made it a real safe space for me to open up, express my ideas. And the song is where I was and where I am still in my life and music, holistically, because it's not just about your loud moments, you know. It's sometimes things happen and it's a quiet affirmation of self or the ones that you love, and those moments do make you happy, and they're not always ones that are shared with the world. You know, most of our moments are not shared with the world. It's just that I do something that's, singing, and I've been lucky enough to share it with the world, but that doesn't mean that it's more valid than anybody else's experience. So that's what I wanted to capture with Proud, really, and that I was in a successful band, and people think if you go solo and then you don't sell millions, that somehow it's not a success. But I felt it was successful the minute that I tried to write for my own voice, because it was something that I wanted to do and I wasn't afraid to do it, even though I'd had success, outward success before. That it wasn't really about finances and a bank balance. It was always about singing and pushing myself as a vocalist and a writer, and just exploring my own creative self and trying to bring that progression every time.
What's it like to sing that song?
It's awesome. I've sung it around the world to all different types of people, from the LGBT community to school children and from church to the club, and it's the same reaction. People sing along. They hold it in their heart. And so that, for me, is always a blessing.
Because your voice is, I think it's fair to say, unique. It is really distinctive and powerful. And I guess that's one of the reasons that your music moves so many people. But how does a voice like that develop? How did you start singing?
You know, it's funny because people say it's unique and it's different, and, you know, I'm going to take it.
Quite right.
It's hard to critique your own voice. But for me, more than anything, it's about what singing, how singing makes me feel. It makes me feel joyous. It makes me feel more of who I am. It's like a concentrated version of myself when I'm on stage. So I've lost my thread. It's because my dog's in the background barking her head off. I'm very sorry.
What kind of dog do you have?
She's a toy poodle. but I think she thinks she's a German Shepherd.
Very intelligent,
I
then.
I digress.
Well, this is a window into the world of Heather Small, isn't it? We don't normally get to hear about that.
It's like everybody's like, we don't want to hear about it.
Does the dog sing too?
Well, she did have a sing-along with me one time, and she'd never done it since. But that was quite hilarious. And but I tried to get her to do it again, but it never works. You know what they say, don't work with animals and children.
Quite right. There's something about them, though, isn't there?
You won't be on the recording anytime soon, put it that way.
I was really intrigued reading the announcement of the tour that's coming up, and you must tell us about the tour. But there was a line in there that I didn't expect to mm-hmm. see, and it was talking mm-hmm. about how you, Heather Small, this singer that sings to millions of people, battled with shyness and nerves. Was that really the case?
Yeah, it is the case. I mean, my first ever live radio interview, you don't know that I was there because I was so shy, I didn't say a word, not one word. My mother and my sister are listening, trying to will me on to speak. I was mute, didn't say, I was just that shy. And things have changed. I'm no longer that shy person. But I am definitely still that nervous performer. Oh, it doesn't sit easy with me. I get terrible, terrible nerves. And I think it's because, you know, you try to build a reputation, then you have a reputation that you have to maintain. And for me, it's about being the best I can be every single time. And, you know, it's night after night. And so I think the fear is that I drop below my own standards, but then that keeps me in a place where I maintain my standards. So it's double-edged.
So you have experience and wisdom now on your side, but where mm-hmm. we're based here at Miskin Radio, we're at a college where there are people studying drama, there's people studying to sing and dance, there's people mm-hmm. training to be broadcasters. Mm-hmm. They also mm-hmm. have that battle with shyness and nerves. What would you say to someone that looks at you and thinks, that's what I want to do, but I don't know if I can do it?
Well, I would say that, you know, I used to be you, and that was a battle that I struggled with. But in a practical sense, I think you just have to put yourself out there. It's horrible, and it could be horrible, but, you know, so first off, I would say do things like practical things, looking in the mirror and talking to, you know, it's madness, talking to yourself, saying what you want to say and feeling comfortable. So it's just you and your mirror. You're comfortable in that space. And then there will become a time whereby when you do speak, you will think it's just you and your mirror and you'll be true to yourself. And the reason why, you know, I would want people not to be shy. If you're shy, you're shy. It's not. But I was so shy that, you know, people then don't believe that you're able to achieve what you say you will. You know, people downgrade you before they even know who you are when you're shy, because they think if you're not saying a lot, you have nothing to say. But that's not the case. And usually it's the quietest person in the room that has the most intricate mind, because they're listening. But we live in a society that if it's not just in your face, you know, that people think you don't have anything to say, and nobody's interested in somebody that they don't have anything to say. Whereas, you know, I would go and seek out that person and know and want to know who they are, because they're saying the least. But sometimes, especially in the creative industry that we're in, it doesn't work for you. It doesn't work for you. It's hard. It's really hard, because I've been to places when I was younger and they say, where's the lead singer? And it's because I wasn't brash and I wasn't in people's faces. And then I'd start to sing and they'd be like, oh, there she is. And I've learned that sometimes you've got to claim your space. You just have to. It's as difficult as it might seem. And you've got to find ways that make it easier for you to claim your space. And if that's at first having a little discussion night with people that you know and love, until you can step outside of that and you add people, you know, some practical things, I think, do it. But try and find your tribe. Try and find your tribe. Be comfortable in that space. And like-minded people always give you confidence.
And ultimately, as you said, you love to sing, and we're certainly going to be listening when your tour starts. Tell me about that tour.
Well, I'm definitely coming to a place near you. It's just over 2 months, smaller venues, and I'm going to the people. And I have to say, I love it. Nervous or no nervous, I absolutely, when I got on stage, I was like, I've got my stage struck. And, you know, experience and time helps to steady those nerves. And, you know, I know that there's a certain standard I could never drop below, but that's not what I want. You know, I want to excel. And so the live gives me another dimension. You write, you record, you take it on the road. And an audience can help you to fly. That's all I can say. There is when I'm singing live, I'm in the moment, I'm with that audience. I want it to be the best thing that they've experienced ever. And it's not that you always meet that criteria, but that you strive for it, and that is your end goal. And, you know, people respond to that kind of passion. I bring passion.
And is it just you, or do you have a full band with you?
I have a band, and that's it. I love my band. They're so much. MD is amazing. He's always pushing, you know. He always wants the best from us all. And they deliver. And they love it. They love it. They've been making music as long as me, if not longer. And everybody still loves it. You know, we realize it's a privileged state. It's a privileged state. And never take it for granted. So that's the kind of band I have. I have a band that pushes at the top of their game and love to do what they do. We all want to engage with the audience. We want the audience to... we're not up there thinking we're great and, you know, we're losers. It's like, this is... We want to be embraced.
Well, Heather, we are so looking forward to the gig. Best of luck with the tour, and thank you for sharing your words of wisdom this morning. We look forward to the tour.
I don't have wisdom, just my words.
definitely wisdom. Give the dog a pat on the head for us, will you?
I will do. I might give her a little treat as well.
Thank you very much, Heather. And we look forward to the new album coming out in May.
Thanks
so much.
You take care.
The gig is on the 20th of April.
One night in heaven, one night in heaven. One night in heaven, one night in heaven.
The gig's at ULU, University of London Union. If you want tickets, ticketweb.co.uk.